are still here, even though my nose hurts. We're live, right? All right. I actually have like a nasty, like, you ever get that? Maybe it's dry skin, whatever. Welcome to season 4 of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast, episode 1. It's episode 20 overall. That's quite a few, I guess. I heard somewhere, I think I was listening to a different podcast or something, it said, you have no idea what you're doing until 100 episodes. I'm not sure if they said 100 or 1,000, though. So we're either 80 away or 980 away. But I still have no idea what the heck we're doing with this thing. We got a ways to go. We thought about going back to season 2 and filling in the episodes that we missed in season 2, because we only did an intro for season 2, episode 1, and never did anything else. Almost went back and filled them in, but we decided to proceed with season 4. Good thing is, if you haven't seen seasons 1 through 3, you don't have to listen in order, so you can just hop right in. It's kind of like Black Mirror. You just watch whatever one you want. I do have one thing to ask of everyone that's listening right now. You see that subscribe button under the video? Yes, yeah, smash it. take your pointer finger or the mouse you're using and smash that subscribe button. That's only if you haven't already. Follow on Twitter and Instagram, Devin J. Swiftney Podcast. If you do the whole Spotify thing, check it out on there. Episode will probably be on there, what, tomorrow? Mm-hmm, tomorrow. All right, I think that's it. We'll go over a little bit more administrivia in a minute. But I'm going to introduce our guest today. He recently returned from a European academic tour, a semester abroad in Spain. He's a good friend of mine. He's a true Spartan dog.
That's right.
Please welcome Sydney Hallam.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
No, it's a true honor to be part of the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for coming. We started a couple minutes late, but who cares? It's not a Devin J. Swiftney podcast if we're on time.
Right.
And we'll probably have a technical difficulty at some point. Who cares?
That's fine.
That's what it's all about. All right. So you said you were a little bit nervous. So we're going to go over some stuff. It's like a first day of class today.
Okay.
So we're going to go over the DJS podcast season 4 syllabus. Like it's the first day of class. It's season 4. I'm your host, Devin Purdue Owl's Most Wanted, Swiftney. As you may have heard of me before, this is my 4th season as host of the DJS podcast.
Yep.
Job security here is like 100%. Like, I have no reason to believe that I won't be here for as long as I want to be.
Of course, yeah.
I've been doing this since 2017. I was a 2008 Rochester Hills Little League National League All-Star. I played on the All-Star team.
Wow.
Yeah, played shortstop, center field. Probably like when I peaked, 2008.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm also a zero-time podcast host of the year award winner. Never was even nominated for that. So, also, LaCroix sucks. You might want to know that.
good to know.
Also, this guy over here with me, as always, Minister of Marketing and Production, Luke the Beast from Michigan Southeast, Vorglund. He has, like, he's very decorated. 2017 DJS Podcast Hardest Working Intern Award recipient. That's a big one. And then he's working on a three-peat right now, DJS Podcast Producer of the Year.
Was I hired full-time 2017?
Let's not worry about.
Okay.
Let's not really get into heavy details, really.
Yeah.
But 2017 DJS Podcast Producer of the Year, 2018 DJS Podcast Producer of the Year. He was nominated for that very same award this year. So.
Wow. Good stuff.
It's an honor.
Yeah. So we're just introducing ourselves. We'll be bringing you along for the ride. The schedule for the semester. Today is February 15th, right? It's season 4, episode 1. So for all you people at home thinking, oh, it's just intro today, no, we're actually going to go over some material. Sorry about it, but we got a lot of work to do. That'll be February 21st. We'll probably do season 4, episode 2. And then from there on out, it's going to be determined. It's going to be on a to-be-determined basis. We don't really know. We have two rules here. You've probably heard these before. Rule one is have fun. Not hard.
No.
So don't be nervous. Just have fun, man. And then rule two is safety first.
Always.
And I just put as a note there, failure to comply may result in suspension or indefinite ban.
Okay.
You can ask my roommate Pat about that.
I think I heard about that, actually.
Yeah, he swore one time.
Right, right.
That's not even in the rules, though. Maybe that's a bad example to use. Yeah, that's the syllabus for the semester. Prerequisites for this course, there are none.
None.
You just got to show up, have fun, safety first.
Okay.
We're still here, folks. Season 4. You guys thought we were gone. You might have said, like, oh, there hasn't been a podcast in a while. Maybe, yeah, maybe they're riding off into the sunset. No.
No.
We're still here. All right, and then as you normally would on, like, a first day of class, again, you're a little nervous, so we're going to do an icebreaker.
Okay.
So we're just going to go around, and we're going to say our name, how old we are, and maybe one interesting thing about ourselves. So, Luke, why don't you start us off?
My name is Luke. I'm the producer of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast. Okay. I have been producing podcasts for the last 3 years. A little fun fact about me is that I did win producer of the year for 2 years in a row, and I have been nominated for the third year.
Okay, wow. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that about you.
I'm from Rochester, Michigan, and go Highlanders.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right. Why don't you go, Sid? I'll go last.
I'm Sid. I'm from Gainesville, Virginia, 40, 50 minutes outside of D.C.
Not to be confused with Gainesville, Florida, obviously.
No. Something interesting about me, I did, as you mentioned earlier. I just spent a semester abroad in Europe. I lived in Valencia, Spain. I loved it. It was an incredible experience.
Nice. We'll talk more about that.
Okay, yeah.
But that is one interesting thing about you.
Yeah.
How old are you again?
I'm 21.
Okay.
21.
Luke, you forgot to say how old you were. What year are you?
What year?
No, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then me, my name's Devin. I'm 21, 22 now.
Hi, Evan.
I'm 22. One interesting thing about me is I really don't like LaCroix. Also, I host my own podcast called the Devin J. Swiftney Podcast. You can look it up on YouTube and hit the subscribe button below the videos. You know, apply for notifications and it'll let you know when we go live on a weekly basis. Also find us on Spotify, Twitter, Instagram.
Text alerts.
Yeah, sign up for text alerts. I wish I could tell you how to do that, but I don't know how. Don't even bother pulling it up.
It's on our Twitter.
Only the OGs get the text alerts. It's like my parents and my cousins. They all get the text alerts. All right, but that's it. Little icebreaker to get us started.
Yeah.
We're already 5 minutes in. Time flies when you're having fun, right? All right, we got through all the administrivia stuff. Before we get started here, a couple things we got to do. First off, you know how on like a Saturday morning, you wake up, you go to bed on Friday night, you're like, oh, Saturday's going to be a great day, not much to do. Then you wake up and you're like, it's like 10:30, you're like, yeah, I got to mow the lawn today. So you know what you do? You call Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia Whip LLC. They'll mow your lawn for you. Cheapest rate in town if you mention the Devin J. Swiftney podcast, our official sponsor. Also, maybe you need a website built. They'll do that for you, too. You know how you mow the lawn and, like, you do all the rows up, down, and then the last row you, like, it's so satisfying when it's the exact size of the lawnmower? The Borglum Bros do that every single time. It's always perfect size. There's never overlaps, nothing. Perfect lines. So that's Borglum Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia LLC, official sponsor of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast. All right. Next thing we got to do, I have a gift for you.
Gift?
Yeah. But if I'm going to give this to you, you have to wear it. You told me earlier this week you definitely would.
Of course.
It's a medium.
That's perfect.
All right. We have official merch, guys. DJS podcast t-shirts. My mom made them. Luke's wearing one right now. I'm wearing one right now.
Should I put it on?
It doesn't matter.
No. All right. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But if my mom's making more shirts, that's funny. My mom made the shirts. But yeah, we're getting more shirts. They're coming in. So just if you want to be on the show, maybe I'll give you a shirt. I was going to give Keen one too, but he didn't show up. The next thing we were going to do is Locks of the Week, but I don't know what's up with that guy.
Not so clean. I think he's a Brody.
Keen, filthy shoes, Cruz. I was going to say, give me the loot. Locks of the Week. He did tell me one lock that he had this week, though, is... Quavo to win MVP of the Celebrity All-Star Game. I guess that's this weekend.
Yeah.
So for all like the bettors out there, bet Quavo. No,
this weekend's tough. We were talking about it earlier because it's the All-Star break.
You could
break.
Fill in a little bit for
Yeah, it's tough because it's the All-Star break, so there's no NBA action at all.
New dryer.
Yeah, we got a new dryer. You hear that?
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, it's very hard to tell when your clothes are done. Yeah, that's our new dryer, if you didn't know. All right, keep going. It's the All-Star break for NBA.
Yeah, so we were just saying, we were talking it out, and it's not a great weekend, but tonight is, I think it's Team USA versus Team World. Mm. I think the spread was -3 for Team USA.
But it'd be like, what is that called? You'd be a traitor if you didn't take him.
It's tough, though. Team World's with Luka, yeah. Aiden, I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Team World has Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, mate. Yeah. Is he really?
Mm-hmm. He is, yeah. I'm trying to think. I think the Bogdanovich.
Can he go to LSU?
Yeah.
Mo Bamba, maybe?
Bamba.
Okay, I got Team remember. World in that one. Who does Team USA have?
USA had some studs, though.
Trey Jackson.
Trey Young.
Lonzo.
Tatum.
Oh, they got Lonzo?
Tatum.
Yeah. Never lost.
Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
Wait, or is this his?
Is it Mitchell, only rookies?
Yeah. It's rookies and sophomores.
Oh, it's a rookie sophomore challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's Team World. Remember when it used to be that?
Yeah. One interesting thing Keen told me was Team World's won 3 of the last 4, so.
Okay.
It's an interesting
thing. All right, well, we're going to give our listeners some information since it is the All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to tell them how to bet, mm-hmm. but.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly. So Team World's won 3 of the last 4. But Team USA, so how do you make a spread for that? Team USA's favored. You look at the roster, you go, yeah, -3, Team USA. Whatever. The dryer. All right, whatever. Carry on.
Max in the comments said that's on me.
No.
There he is.
It's good content.
Good content.
It's good. It makes for good content. All right, well, that was Keen Filthy Shoes Cruise Locks of the Week. He didn't even bother showing up. Whatever. He'll be back next week, though. We didn't really even talk about it. I was like, maybe Locks of the Week tonight, and he was like, he was never like, yeah.
It's a tough weekend.
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll be back.
All right, that's it with like all the introduction stuff. We got the ball rolling a little bit, had a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little loose. See the ball go through the hoop one time. Whatever.
Right.
We're all right. All right, I got some questions for you now. Now that we got you sitting down and all warmed up.
All right, hit me.
So study abroad. You studied abroad in Valencia, Spain.
That's correct.
How was it?
Man. It's tough to answer and
put it in a summary.
No, it was amazing.
You stayed with like a host family.
Yep. So I had a host mom, 3 little brothers. Mm-hmm. They were all under 10.
Dang.
Yeah, it was crazy.
it was like they didn't speak any English either.
The mom did not. The kids learned a little bit in class, but they mm-hmm. couldn't really speak. So
okay, because I went to Germany in high school. And you probably knew a lot more Spanish than I knew German in high school when you went.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I was like, hey, like I didn't know.
But that's what's so cool about
it,
though.
I knew like Guten Tag.
Right.
And then that's it.
But didn't you walk away from that feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Like you learned
I
so
learned
much.
A lot more about German and just like seeing the world, I guess.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was my biggest thing. It was like, I just want to go
it's
learn
eye-opening.
The language.
Yeah.
But you learn so much more than just that.
Culture.
So. Anyone thinking about study abroad, anything like that, I'll always recommend it. Best mm-hmm. thing I ever did.
Wow.
I mean, I love East Lansing, but it was tough to leave.
There's more to the world than East Lansing,
exactly.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Did you play basketball over there?
Yes. I played more soccer than basketball, mm-hmm. actually.
Because I was going to say, did you play basketball with Americans or with Europeans?
So the first couple weeks, that was my big goal. I wanted to join a league or something.
Yeah.
But,
because they play different.
I didn't have
over
any
there.
Luck. Very different. I eventually found a place outside, just middle of the city.
Like pickup.
Pickup, yeah. And that was with the school, with my family. Every experience was awesome. This one was different, unique. I met a guy that was German, for example. We started speaking Spanish because we're in Spain. But then when we figure out he was from Germany, I was from America, he was like, oh, we can speak English better then. That was just something I had never experienced before, you know? That's just goes, I don't know, goes to show you the world is,
dang,
it's crazy, but no.
You met Dirk Nowitzki?
His name was Giannis, actually, and he was and he was half Greek,
the
so
Greek freak.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
You had to call him the Greek freak.
No, yeah.
So your major is Spanish at MSU, too?
Yeah, so I kind of decided late. I was doing, I was just always going to Spanish minor,
mm-hmm.
but over the years, I came to some realizations, and I'm majoring in Spanish, mm-hmm. and the plan is to go home after I graduate in the spring and enter a nursing program, hopefully in the fall.
Heck yeah.
That's my plan.
Spanish nursing. Yes. Spanish should be useful for that.
Exactly. Hopefully.
I have a German minor, but it doesn't feel like I have a German minor. It's just like...
Well, when did you finish taking those classes?
Like, after... I got like a bunch of credit out of high school.
Right.
And then it was like they spoon-fed me a minor because I took like five classes or whatever I needed to take.
Well, why not then? Why not?
That's what I mean. I was like, I might as well
get
my electives out of the way too. Whatever. I don't know any Spanish.
Sorry.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
Oh, I have no idea. All right, we got past that. Working at Chick-fil-A. You work at Chick-fil-A. Well, I don't know if you still do, but you did.
Yeah, so I do still work at the Chick-fil-A.
Rightfully employed by Chick-fil-A.
Yep, that's correct.
Is there any behind the scenes that we need to know? Like, any secrets? Like the spicy chicken stains your tongue orange, maybe?
No, nothing like that.
Are you sure?
If anything, because it's fast food at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I know it has a very...
Because it's good.
Very big, yeah.
It's
prestigious, yeah. I worked in the kitchen a lot, going back to the Spanish thing. The whole kitchen staff, they're all from Guatemala, yeah. Salvador. So I really credit them more than even my classes here or in high school. Just because, you know, practicing the real world.
Oh, you go to work and like just bang out some Spanish lessons.
Yeah. I'm making money and I'm learning Spanish.
And you're making chicken sandwiches.
Of course. Yeah. So I worked in the kitchen all last summer. And it's clean, man. Let me tell you. The inspections, we take all that very seriously. Like, I know I've heard stories from people that worked in, like, Burger King, other places.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff.
I had a kid tell me one time he went to Taco Bell, and he wanted, like, a beef taco, and they said, oh, the meat hose is broke right now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how true that is.
I don't know. None of that, though. We don't mess around.
They were like, the beef hose isn't working. Like, what did they get?
I don't even know what that is, really, so.
I don't know. I
probably shouldn't comment on it.
Okay, yeah. How about my pleasure? You have to say that every single customer you talk to?
It's kind of implied. For me, I try and be more realistic about it. Like, yeah. I'm not just going to sit there and be a robot.
I hate going through the drive-thru. Yeah. Every time I say thank you, they go, was I with you in the... Who was I with? I was in the drive-thru with someone, and I was like, I'm going to see how many times I say thank you.
Yeah.
And I said it like 7 times. It was with Pat, I think. And I said it like 8 times when we went through the drive-thru. And every time they go, my pleasure, my pleasure,
yeah,
my pleasure.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I try and be more realistic about it because I see that side of it too, you know, obviously.
I almost like when it's like midnight and you go through the Taco Bell drive-thru and the guy doesn't say a word and he throws your bag through the window and closes the window.
You got to be able to read the customer, you know what I mean?
I just want my food, man.
Yeah, I understand
But that. It is like it's Southern comfort. It makes a lot of sense,
right,
I guess.
Right, right. Yeah, maybe some... Michiganders don't fully understand.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Just give me my food, man.
No. I'm with you. I mean, I work there, and I'm with you, you know?
Well, you're realistic about it.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta play both sides.
Yeah, true. How we doing over there, Luke?
Doing good.
Are there a lot of people listening?
Yeah.
Any questions in the comments?
No. Just excitement that you're back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby.
We're still here. Boom, 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 boom.
Never left.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, people thought, like, my mom was like, oh, the podcast's over? I was like,
no.
Mom, we're still here. all right, well, if you have any questions for me, for Sid, for Luke, leave it. Not for Luke, he says. He's not in the mood to answer any questions. Well, leave a comment in the comment section below. Also, don't forget to subscribe. so your family's coming this weekend?
Yeah, they actually just landed in Detroit, and they're heading up right now.
Oh, we got good timing then.
Yeah, no, yeah.
There's no clock there. Okay, we're fine.
There's no time crunch.
All right, what are you guys doing with them?
So my brother,
what are you doing with them?
My brother David is a junior in high school right now, but he's same as me.
Official visit.
Spartan dog through and through. Mm-hmm. He's got a tour tomorrow, so
nice.
That's why they're here, really. But I mean, there's a game on Sunday. We already got tickets for.
Oh, nice.
Who
do we play on Sunday?
It's Ohio State.
Oh, nice.
It's a big game.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Hopefully it's a good one.
Okay.
Just we're hanging out.
Oh, David Hallam, official visit.
Yeah. Getting him on campus, it's always good, right?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. All right, I guess good segue. MSU Sports. That's another big one with you, I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, Spartan dog. We're not going to talk about the football team, though, actually.
Okay, that's fine.
That's another rule I'm making because that offense is just... Next question. but basketball's fun.
Of course.
Cassius Winston, best player in the nation?
It's tough. Obviously, we're biased.
Well, yeah.
Best player in the Big Ten, I'd say, hands down.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's tough because Zion is just different. He's a he's a pro, man.
All right, how much would you have to get paid to take a charge on Zion? If you had to put a number on it.
I mean, think about the damage that kid did to Keen's face the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Keen took a sick charge. Yeah. I owe him $3, but I can't say that. That's like Bounty Gate.
Keen took a charge in our IM
game.
Is
his eye black now?
It doesn't look good.
Okay.
And that was just from some out of shape.
It's killing me. Does your face hurt?
But think about that. Mm-hmm. Some random kid.
Yeah, just a regular.
So taking one from Zion, he's coming at you full speed.
Yeah. Yeah, Zion's no run of the mill D3 IM kid.
I mean, I guess just to say you took a charge from Zion's.
That's what I
cool.
mean. Like, maybe it'd go viral too.
Yeah.
Still, I'd take $20.
You'd do it for 20?
Yeah. Pretty poor, man.
I don't think it'd cost me much either.
That is four hot and ready's $20. I guess you get to. Is there a meet and greet involved too? Maybe we gotta.
I mean, you're probably hurting afterwards, so he's helping you up or something.
How about before? Maybe you get to shake his hand, say, "Hey, yeah. I'm a big fan."
Then he runs you over.
Yeah, hey, you're gonna be second in Wooden Award voting.
Nah, he's not gonna not win it, just because of the media hype.
I guess
makes sense too, though.
Okay, but Cash is second best player in the nation. Maybe he'll come in second. Zion doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
Cassius.
He doesn't have the pressures that Cassius has. Though.
That's true. He doesn't have to put the team on his back.
Yeah,
I almost swore there. Whatever. If Cassius third in Wooden Award voting, Kenny Goins is third.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Kenny Goins. He's been so good. I don't even know where this conversation is going.
Nah, I love it.
We're just trying to win a title in basketball. That's what we're talking
That's
about.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Now this is what seniors do, though. He's looking down the end of his career. I mean, is he a pro?
When he hit that dagger against Wisconsin, I was like, was that the Wisconsin
against
game?
Wisconsin, yeah. But he hit huge ones even in the two losses we had before that. I don't think it's surprising. I think guys like him, it's like what Trice did a few years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of an average career.
I'm a senior. I just sit at home every...
but this is your time to step up.
Yeah, that's
though.
True.
The end of the line.
We do have a dominant IM basketball team.
Yeah, we do.
All right, how far do you think we make it in the tournament? Because I think last year our team was more talented.
Yeah. We're a better team.
But they were kind of, there were some divas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't dogs.
I don't know if I'd say that, but I agree with
Maybe
that.
Maybe it's not the right
part.
Word.
They're not dogs, though.
Yeah.
I love Bridges. Love Jackson. I mean, how could you not? But I don't know.
They both won
they
lottery.
They hit a shot, then they'd be smiling.
You have two
I mean?
Lottery picks, like, you can't lose in the second round of the tournament.
Yeah. But think about after that. We've beaten Duke and Kansas.
No.
Then Villanova? No. If we can't beat a sorry...
Villanova.
If we can't beat a sorry Syracuse team in the round of 32, it's fine. I'm optimistic about this year. Mm. I think we've been unlucky the last few seasons.
We just got to get out of the first weekend.
And then anything can happen.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What is that? Sweet 16.
Yeah. And I think we will. I think we're looking at a 2 seed. You just don't want to see Duke as the one, but any other team, I'd take Virginia in a possible Elite Eight. Tennessee, okay. Gonzaga, same.
Yep.
No one else really scares me other than Duke.
Put Duke on the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I would not want to play Duke. How do you even match up with that team?
Yeah, we need someone else to take them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Tennessee, they're two big guys, Schofield and Williams, can match up with.
But we've been here, this is our fourth year at MSU. And what have we seen? It was like we lost to Middle Tennessee in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? We lost to...
Kansas.
I forgot about that Kansas one. That's then the 2-3 zone, Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 2-3? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Bang. That wasn't the dryer. Syracuse can play man one time. Come on, dude.
Hey, they recruit for that zone.
Yeah.
It's different than any other zone you're ever going to play. And if you're playing that on a one-day rest, it's tough. There's a reason.
You got to prepare for it. It's the second game of the tournament. You got to prepare for the zone.
Yeah. Think about the years they made it as a 10 seed.
Yeah. And they go to the Final Four.
It's hard to prep for that zone, man. No, but I feel optimistic. All even right. without Langford, it's tough. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'd love to have him, but I feel good. Yeah. We got a good team.
I'll take your word for it. You're the one I trust the most.
Should.
With the whole Spartan dog mentality thing.
Always, baby.
Yep. All right, one more question I have for you about MSU. Who's your favorite Spartan of all time? We can say it at the same time on the count of three.
All right.
One, two, three.
Keyshawn Martin.
That was dumb. That we both did that. Number 82.
Doesn't even need to be said.
Keyshawn Martin, wide receiver.
The greatest.
It's
man.
Funny. We could watch some highlights, but we don't need to do that.
I've already seen them all anyway.
Yeah. You do need to watch those in order, unlike this podcast. All right, well, good segue on from basketball. Our IM basketball team right now, you go on the IM website and you click standings and you look right next to that number one at the top. And then you click on the team and you look at the roster. It'll say Devin Swift, Nee, Sid Hallam, Luke Borglund on that roster. So
we're all there.
Yeah. We're number one, baby. I don't know how we're even. Do you think we're the best team in D3 IM basketball?
No.
Probably not. But I mean, what were we supposed to do?
Oh no, I'm not complaining.
We played the teams they gave us that showed up.
Yep. Yeah, we did win on one forfeit.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, that's true. Now look who's laughing.
We can only control.
Yeah, who else is number one right now? Oh, nobody.
No one.
Weird.
We are.
We got a first round bye. When's our next game?
It's like next Sunday.
Sunday at 5.
All right, everyone listening, we'll see you there. Make some noise. It's on a Sunday, really?
I like that.
Yeah, I guess there's no more football.
It's a Sunday before spring break, so I'm curious on how it's going to work. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, the next day, spring break?
No, not the next day, the next week. So okay. I'm assuming playoffs is like if you win, you just play the next day.
Oof.
Unless they're planning on going after spring break.
I hope we don't
break.
Play Syracuse. Yeah. Winner of this IM League plays the Syracuse winner. They run zone. They have to. Yeah, but we're first. We're still here. That's our theme song. What's that song even called? The Diddy
bad
song.
Boys for life.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
That was our theme song. That was big, though. We had a statement win on Wednesday?
Thursday?
Doesn't matter. This week. That was fun, though.
That was fun.
We played a good team. We beat them by
15.
Yeah.
It was a good game. We were just better.
Humble brag. Yeah. I mean, the first two teams we played were absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, how about this one? Is 2K rigged, the video game? What do you think? Because we were down here in our basement last night. A little background information. We played four games. We all three of us, and we switched controller. We just passed it around every quarter, and we won one.
So, Sid, to fill you in what we did, we kept playing. We ended up going 1-6, oof. And then we decided to tank.
Yeah, okay. Hashtag tank for Doncic.
Yeah, so we tanked, and then we had tied for the first best odds. Dev, you weren't down here for this, but we had tied for the first best odds to get the number one pick, and we got the number five pick.
Really?
NBA is rigged.
It is, yeah.
And then Jaren Jackson went four. So so I traded for Jaren Jackson.
All right.
Yeah, trade up.
But then we restarted because we wanted to start over and with a better team. Because we had Dirk. He retired after a year. But so earlier today I was up 16 at half, and I ended up losing by like six.
Yeah.
I don't get why that game is so hard. It's just basketball. We were playing on All-Star. And there's like two.
What is that?
It's medium difficulty. Rookie, pro, All-Star, Superstar, Hall of Fame. So it's like
so
in the middle.
There's still imagine trying to win a game on Hall of Fame. I'd get shut out.
Yeah. Was it the drafting, do you think? Was it our team?
Mm-mm. No.
Cuz I mean not like we're pros at 2K, but
no, we were like 8 overall or something, our team.
Yeah, you know how they rank the teams for you. We were
right,
number 8.
Yeah, right.
Heck out of here. I'm playing a video game. I'm not trying to like slam a controller down in frustration.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like All-Star, I should win by two every time. Like, rig the game that way.
I mean, what did we do in the game we won? What was different?
I don't... The team that we played probably sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right, though. What's the common denominator here? It's us.
Is that what it is?
It hurts, man. I just wanted to bring that up, air my frustration. But 2K, make your game easier, man, if you're listening.
And that wasn't even this year's version.
Yeah, that was last year's game.
The one this year's harder.
We should play on rookie next time. All right.
Well, they must have made it harder because we used to watch like Chris Move, and he'd play in Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he'd score like 45 with his dude every game.
Yeah, maybe the field got better.
Yeah, so guys like that probably are like, all right, I'm playing in Hall of Fame. Like, how much harder can it get?
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe like...
I don't get it, though. Well, how can you be that good at a basketball game?
I don't know. Well, maybe like pro today is like superstar from 2 years ago.
Maybe. Or maybe we just suck.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, well, moving on. That was like the longest thing we talked about. We went 1-5 or 1-4 last night, right? 1-6. 1-6. Your mic's off.
1-6.
I think we were 1-2 when I was here, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll just throw that in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Weird flex. all right. Some more stuff to talk about. I don't think we've done a podcast since November, I think. Mm. Can you confirm, Luke? Mm-mm. You can't confirm? I think the last one was with Charlie, like November 15th or something. I think I looked on YouTube earlier. So there's a lot that's happened.
Wow. Yeah, 3 months ago it says.
So a lot that's happened since then. First thing I have written down is the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
I mean, you probably didn't even...
Ho-hum, what's new?
You didn't need to write that down.
Yeah. Yeah, because every other year I could say it. That's all I have for that. Football season's over. Sad.
Clemson upset Bama.
Yeah, that's true.
Bama's probably pretty dominant November 15th.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. November 15th, we were probably like, ride Bama.
Tua, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I don't know. Moment of silence for football being over.
We'll be back. Spring game's probably coming up, right?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. It's probably March. Or it's probably right after spring break, probably.
Isn't it usually? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe
we'll go. Hopefully we can score some points in the spring game.
Yeah, I think defense is like minus 800 to win that game.
Yeah. Oh, I got defense in that one. Yeah. Michigan winter has set in. Mm-hmm. Winter is here. This is probably the worst winter that you've experienced here.
Oh, yeah, and especially...
It's not like this in Gainesville, Virginia, right?
No. We'll get the forecast for the night before a Monday will be... maybe an inch or two of snow. Mm. And school get canceled. And we'll wake up the next day and nothing even came down.
But so you didn't have school.
This is different. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened many times.
So what did we have? We had like... this has been the worst one since you've been here. Because freshman year, it was like we got one snowstorm on a weekend, maybe. Mm-hmm.
No, they've been mild. That's what I've been told. Yeah. They've been mild winter since I've been here.
We had negative 40.
Polar vortex.
Yeah, we had 50 degrees, though, this winter. We did that. That was like 2 weeks ago.
That was weird.
We probably got the Monday before it was snowing. We was probably like 6-7 inches of snow. Bring it on, though. You got to witness it one time. I can't imagine like Keen's from San Francisco. He comes here. He's like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
But how do you feel about it?
I mean, I can't complain. I chose to come up here, you know. It's tough maybe because the fall I spent... in Spain.
Yeah, that's true.
They compare the weather there to San Diego.
Oh.
So
72 and sunny.
So it was like, man, I'd leave the gym at like 7 p.m. and it's like 55 degrees out, right?
You got like shorts and a hoodie on.
Shorts and a t-shirt. And everyone's wearing like scarves and their winter jackets.
Yeah, then you come back here in January and it's...
and it's like negative 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
jeez. That's like, I went to L.A. last winter break. And I came back, and the Delta app said, welcome to Detroit. Negative 25. I was like, oh,
that's
cool.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, good to be home. Yeah, first bad one you've probably seen. Another story I have to tell. I went to the bank. I think it was, like, in December. I think we had rent due or something. I was walking into the bank. It was, like, noon. I'm walking into the bank, and one of, like, the tellers is outside smoking a cigarette. And she goes, She's like way far away. She goes, "Hey." And I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And she goes, "Did you just wake up?" And I was like, maybe, kind of. Like, and she goes, "I can tell." What's up with that? Like, is that, that's disrespectful, right? Isn't that kind of like a insult? What do they call that?
No, that's just weird, man.
Yeah, maybe. But come on. Do I look like I just woke up right now?
No.
All right, I just want to put that out there. Maybe it's not that big of a deal.
I like that she called you out.
She, well, I don't get that, though. Like, what?
I don't know.
What should I have said? You just rolling from stupid town? You know, I can tell. I don't know. Okay, maybe that was just me. who says that to someone?
That's definitely not. That's not normal.
Yeah, what? Well, I should have walked in and been like, "Yeah, I'd like to transfer all my money to a different bank, please." Whatever. All right. How about this? I had a job interview this week, and three separate people there had my resume, and they all asked about the podcast because it's I like have it at the bottom of my resume, and they all said something about it.
Good things?
I don't think they ever listened to it, but they were just like, "Oh, what's this at the bottom? Like you have a podcast?" And I was like, yeah.
I mean, you put it on the resume.
Yeah, that's on me then. Next thing I was gonna say, should I keep it on there?
I mean, why not?
I guess. I mean, I feel like a couple episodes they could pick and listen to and be like, "Who the heck is this? Like, we don't want this guy." I don't know.
No, it shows your creative side.
I guess. I mean,
multi-talented.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should put a poll out there.
Conversation skills.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. If they listen to this one, what do you think they would think? Yeah, pretty good. Maybe they'd be like, "Oh, we want that Sid guy instead. Can you refer us to your friend Sid?" That'd be something.
I'd respectfully decline.
Yeah, you're above that.
Yeah.
Whatever the job is. I don't know. Anybody got a question in the comments? Probably not. How many people are listening?
You never asked that question.
Okay. So, like, probably only, like, 1,000.
No, there's no questions.
Oh, wow, big night, huh?
Jack Dimitriol said Hall of Fame is hard.
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
You really butchered his name.
Dimitriol? I don't know.
No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, Hall of Fame is hard. What else do we got? Anything else, Sid? Anything you want to plug while you have all these people listening?
Man. I don't know. We talked about Spartan basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the only thing that's on my mind.
Yeah.
At all times.
I think we could win the whole thing, man. You just have to get hot in March. It's nothing. There's no formula.
Brackets just got to break right.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have a good guard. Check.
Got it.
And then you just have to get hot.
I think the only thing that could hurt us is when we're going through a scoring drought. And we're missing a guy like Langford. They can get his own shot.
Yeah. Or like, what if Cassius Winston gets like 3 fouls in the first half?
Yeah, well, that's devastating.
Or like, what if Kenny Goins like fouls out?
Kenny's going to carry us.
What if Kenny Goins goes like 5 for 6 instead of 6 for 6? Then what?
He'll still have like 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
7 assists. A couple blocks.
I think we could take the whole thing.
Man.
If Duke loses.
That's the only thing.
The thing is,
I want to see.
Normally when you fill out a bracket, it's like MSU, 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 MSU. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the rest. But I think this year it might be Duke.
Maybe that's a good question. You taking Duke or the field? Because all year long, as good as Duke's been, I've said, they're young. All it takes is one
that's true.
Game, you know?
Yeah, you play, I hope Duke has to play Syracuse. Can
something
you imagine?
Like, just something like that. They have a average, play a B-minus game.
Yeah.
Someone just plays way over their heads. I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I think it's tough to bet against Duke.
Yeah, I'm probably taking Duke over the field.
Yeah.
Think about that. There's 63 other teams that make the tournament.
Yeah.
Well, they have like 3 of the top 5 recruits.
Yeah.
Or is it 3 of the top 3?
I think Zion was technically the lowest.
They have the top three.
Is it the top three?
They have one, two, and three.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, they did okay this year. I don't get how you coach them. I could coach them. What does Coach K do? Hey, guys, we're going to...
About the same that Luke Walton does.
Yeah.
Or Kerr.
Yeah, I could coach the Warriors. All right, boys, let's take it to him.
Move the ball around.
Here we go. Yeah, Steph's cold. Let's, all right.
Pass it to Clay.
Yeah.
Maybe Durant.
The second best scorer in the league, Kevin Durant. I could coach those guys. All right, boys, let's play some basketball today. That's how I would coach them. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
That came off as weird. Whatever. That's probably about it. That's all I have written down. Anything else? Shout out someone. Your brother.
Shout out to my brother David.
They're probably not listening right now, right?
No, he's on his way up here though. Mm. It's my mini me. It's my dude.
He posted that you sent me a video of him hooping the other day.
Yeah.
And he was making like NBA threes.
Casually.
And he posted it on his Instagram story today.
Oh yeah. Do you guys know what that's about? He was like nominated.
I was gonna ask you, like, what is that?
I don't know. Because he was like nominated by Draymond.
Yeah.
And he nominated Le'Veon Bridges.
Yeah, he said like, thanks Draymond Green for nominating me. I nominate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put Le'Veon down. And it was a video of him like raining threes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what that's all about.
I know. That was the first thing I'm going to ask him. I don't know.
That's funny. You asked that.
You think Draymond Green nominated him? To what?
Yeah, he goes, I nominate David Howell. It's like him making threes.
I have no idea. He's a baller, though.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't remember the last time you guys saw him, but he's taller than me now.
Dang.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I still beat him, though. Mm-hmm. We play 21.
You have to.
Always.
It's your rightful duty.
Yeah.
You got to beat him.
He's always feeling tough.
Oh, perfect.
When I come home from the break, from the semester, he thinks he's the real deal.
He thinks he's sick.
And I just back him down to the basket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, facts.
Block a shot or two in his head.
Clap in his face, slap the floor.
Easy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, when I come home from school, my sister's like, one-on-one, let's go. Just kidding.
Who wins?
Don't worry about it. I think that's probably about it.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
Well, all right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Always.
Have a good weekend with your family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. We're still here. See you next week.